So where are we now? So we've got more work to do. Actually, the actual treatment and care summary still isn't right. We've had Mark 2, 3 and 4, I think. We're going to go on to 5, 6 and 7, I suspect, before we get it right, but we're getting there. We were rolling out this model of end-of-treatment consultation summaries and information sessions across different tumour types now. We've rolled into gynae, colorectal, and we're just starting with lymphoma, and we intend to take it further across the trust. We're about to start an exercise pilot, working with our physiotherapy colleagues to give people confidence and start building physical stamina back after treatment so that they can go, people feel confident to go into a gym and start exercising maybe in normal areas where people don't always have that confidence when they're not feeling good about themselves. And we've been running some focus groups with patients with secondary breast cancer to see if the elements that we've learned throughout this piece of work, particularly about the information sessions and giving information and support in group settings, translates to the secondary breast cancer arena. And I think it probably does, and certainly that's some work we're going to be moving towards now. And also we're looking at, from a research point of view, where we go next. And if we just move to the final slide, please.